At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. High school students in Richardson got to rub shoulders with Grammy Award winners for a Career Day event organized by the Grammy Museum. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
Even successful musicians like Sean Martin have to do the most routine of routines when they practice their music. Martin is one of the members of the Grammy Award-winning Snarky Puppy. The jazz-funk-pop collective has North Texas roots. Martin led a session about the creative process. Part of that process, Martin said, means practicing scales.
Now, it drives my wife crazy. I guarantee you that, because I'm playing like all my scales. I play them slow, but I think that for me as a piano player, I have to get back to that fundamental thing.
Fellow band member Mark Lettieri told students they should always have a way to document an idea that comes to them, like write it down or record it on their phone.
The worst thing is like you get an idea somehow in your head on the elevator somewhere, and then by the time you get to the bottom of the elevator, the idea is gone or something, you know? I guess you could be that weird dude that's like singing into his iPhone in the middle of the elevator, but it's okay, just be like, I'm a composer. And they'll be like, oh, yes, sir, sorry, of course. Do compose, please. This might be the next Mozart that we are in the elevator with.
Students also attended sessions on production, technology, and the business side of the music industry. Katie Gray is a senior at Lake Highlands High School.
They were talking about their real-life experiences in really practical ways that we can follow in their footsteps, kind of. And it was cool that they could just talk and play their instruments at the same time. They're so talented.
Kelvin Giroga is also a senior and drum major at Lake Highlands.
But most people don't know about music therapy, and like something like that could be like, oh, I really want to help people through music.
The high schoolers may not all become Grammy winners, but the kids say they're inspired to take back the lessons they learned to their high school bands and orchestras and make them a little bit better. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Richardson native David Gordon Green is best known for directing Pineapple Express and other comedies, but he returns to his more dramatic roots with his new film. Stronger tells the story of a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombing. Our big screen team talks about the film and about Green's evolution as a director.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about Stronger. This is the story of the Boston Marathon bombing, and particularly about one man's experience, Jeff Bowman, who was there to cheer on a friend of his. And of course, right before she is about to cross the finish line, the bombs explode, and Jeff ends up losing both of his legs. Now, in the movie, he's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And Chris, with a story like this, you know, one of the tricks is we feel like we know this story, of course, but how do they keep it interesting and keep our attention when we more or less know how the thing turns out? And as it turns out, this really held my interest throughout.
To me, the most interesting thing about it is the psychological study of what it's like to be this guy. And Jeff Bowman has said, I'm just a dude who got my legs blown off, more or less. And he's turned into this symbol of, you know, Boston Strong, and a symbol of hope for other amputees. And he has to deal with, you know, going from being kind of just a regular dude who, you know, loves the Red Sox, and he has to become something that people put so many hopes and dreams in, and he has to enter the public world, which is a very strange process for him.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk about Stronger, Chris, is that it's directed by David Gordon Green, a Richardson native. You probably know him best for big, broad comedies like Pineapple Express, but he's also made really intimate movies like Prince Avalanche. And I thought that he brought kind of both of those sensibilities to this film. It's a very serious film, but he works in some laugh lines and some humor to kind of balance out the more serious elements.
David has got to be one of the most adaptable filmmakers out there, not just because he makes these little art house films and these bigger Hollywood productions. Like you said, he also knows how to mix tones. He knows how to bring the feel that a story in a particular project needs. It's been really fun watching him become this guy who you can put on just about any kind of project, be it intensely personal for him or more of a job for hire like this, and he's generally going to deliver the goods.
We actually both got to talk individually to Jake Gyllenhaal and Jeff Bowman this week. They were making the rounds promoting the film, and they were in Dallas. And I asked Gyllenhaal why he thought David was the right person to direct this story.
He's always trying to take a different angle. He's looking at a scene or the creative space, which I consider sacred, right? And he says, let's look at it from this angle. And or he'll say this weird thing. Literally, he'll just say, smack your lips together, like, and you're like, what? And we're in the middle of a scene that has nothing to do with any of that. And then all of a sudden you're like, you're off on a different tangent and you're inspired in a whole new way. I think that says a lot about him. He's fearless in that way.
Well, Chris, as I said, both Jake Gyllenhaal and Jeff Bowman were in town this week. You actually got to make a kind of an interesting stop in with them while they were here.
Yeah, they visited the Scott Sabolich Center for Prosthetics. It's a facility that specializes in prosthetics, both on the technical side and in helping patients readapt to life. And the impression that I got and that I think everybody got was that here's this movie star with Jeff Bowman, and the people there wanted to talk to Jeff Bowman. He was the star. He was the inspiration. What I find encouraging, what I find really inspiring, is that he has really warmed up to that role. And you can see in him interacting with some of these people that he did at some point turn that corner and learn to accept that he is, in fact, an inspiration to a lot of people.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Visit think.kera.org to listen to Chris Boyd's interview with Jeff Bowman and Jake Gyllenhaal. And our forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high near 94 today, overnight lows 76. It's 80 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.